This is Senior Talk, presented by Gentle Shepherd Home Care on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Dan Wilson, your host of Senior Talk. Senior Talk is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care. Visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com or by phone at 719-632-4036. You can also find out more information about our sponsor, Gentle Shepherd Home Care, today at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. I am Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, your host of Senior Talk, in the studio today with Lucy Crandall of goodmorningsco.com. And Lucy, it's good to have you.
Thanks, Dan. It's good to be here. I'm super excited to be able to talk about this subject with you and all your listeners today.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think it's... Now, last week we had hospice on the show, which...
Big fan.
Yeah. And sometimes the topic of hospice is a rough one. And I think the concept of end-of-life doula, the what it is that you do and what you bring to the table is something that really... soften some of that by providing education, information, support.
Yes.
Before we get into the service that Good Mornings provides, can you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, how you got into this business, and how you found yourself where you're at today?
Sure.
Just a short
overview. I was going to say, I'm not sure if this is a three-hour session or not, but the abbreviated version. So, yeah, so it's really this like end-of-life planning and doing better at the end of life has been really a calling for me for more than 30 years. I didn't know it back then, of course, but there are things that I can look back on now and be like, this has been leading me here for a lot longer than I realized. So... do you remember Terry Schiavo? Do you remember that case back in the early 90s? Yes.
Absolutely.
For whatever reason, that really shook me.
Now, can you tell?
Yes.
Because I recognize the name, but as with most things, I reply very quickly with an affirmative. But then, as I recall, I don't remember the detail.
So, very young woman. I think she was early 30s, maybe. Catastrophic incident where she's now left incapacitated. So she's living on machines, and her husband and her parents, I mean, just had very public years and years and years long battle over what should happen with poor Terry Schiavo. Should we pull the plug, so to speak, or should we take her all across the country, which is what her husband did, to try to find her this miracle treatment that's going to bring her back to some quality of life and his wife, you know, back into his arms. And so, like I said, very public fight between... the mother and father of Terry and her husband. And I mean, it changed a lot of the end of life legislation across our country because people realized that at the end of the day, we should be the ones that have the say over how we go. And if we don't document it, if we don't talk about it, if people don't know what that is, how can they make that decision? And we all watched that play out, you know, back in the 90s. And at that time I was 20 something. I don't know why it affected me, but I ran around telling all my friends, you should have a will. You should have a will. And my ex now and I created this, I mean, looking back, ridiculous will, but we had a will because we didn't want that to happen. And even though we put things like, you know, my best friend and neighbor gets my dead plant, we had a little fun with it. We also talked about what we wanted at the end of our life so that our parents and our spouses weren't going to have to fight about that.
So you mentioned something. You mentioned that there was legislation that came out of the Terry Schiavo news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
As I really hate, I don't like distilling her name down to a news cycle because that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the legislation that came out of it?
Well, and you know me, Dan, I'm not a super big, like, legislation numbers kind of gal.
I'm not asking for the numbers. I was just curious what the overview of the
result. It brought to light the necessity of having a will and having legal documents in place and being able to write down your wishes and them being a legal document, i.e. advance directives and those kinds of things. So it really just sort of brought to the forefront the need for all of those types of documentation so that we can have control and we can make the decisions that we want made at the end of our life and know that they're going to be honored. And that's the other thing. We can tell all the people we want XYZ, but if somebody comes in and says, no, no, we don't, we want ABC. If I didn't write down XYZ, I'm going to get ABC. So it just made it so that those kinds of things don't happen, so that if Terry Schiavo had had a will in place or some sort of advance directives, none of that would have happened. They would have known exactly what they were going to do when she became incapacitated. That would have been done, and that would have been that. So it just...
So you mentioned a term twice that may not be known, and it seems pivotal in this particular legislation story trajectory. Advance directives.
Yes.
What, like, what are there a set of documents? Is it?
Yes.
How many?
I mean, it totally depends.
Okay.
But there are a few standards. So you want to have POAs in place, right? You want to have people designated to make the decisions that need to be made when you can't. So POAs are for while you're alive and you're incapacitated. So it's a small amount of time for some people, big amount of time for others, but it's very specific amount of time. So because I put you down as my financial POA, you don't get to go drain all my accounts tomorrow.
And a power POA is a power
of attorney. Yes.
So a power of attorney is you're giving someone legal authority to act in your place.
Correct.
Which with a POA, the concern I guess I would have is, what if they're not kind or decent, or that I think they're a nice person, but they'd make bad decisions? Is there any way to, that I can make it to where they don't get to just make a decision? If they're a financial POA,
oh, yeah,
they don't
course.
Get to just make a decision and go take money out of my bank.
Correct.
I have to. What
you're
going to
specify.
Safeguard?
You're going to specify the things that they can and can't do. And really, all of this, the answer is always it depends, right? Because it depends on your situation. It depends on how much money you have. Do you have businesses? Is it, you know, do you have zero money? And so it's a very simple, you know, power of attorney. It just depends. So
I assume assets and finances and
yep,
all of
that.
Those all go into it, because
the
point is to make that decision. So you mentioned a POA. I heard something like financial. I've heard before there's medical power of attorneys. There's a regular power of attorney you can use just.
Yep.
But outside, so there's the power of attorney. What are the other advance directives?
So wills and trusts also fall under the umbrella of advance directives. My favorite advance directive is the Five Wishes booklet. And you can Google Five Wishes. You should be able to pick up copies of the Five Wishes at the hospitals. And I don't know if every healthcare provider has them. They should.
I have one sitting on my ottoman.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you should open it and write in it.
This is not about me. It's getting personal.
Sorry.
You've
okay,
gone
sorry.
From preaching to making there, Lucy. I think there is a past recording on Senior Talk with Silver Key, mm-hmm. and Derek Wilson was the guest, I believe, and he did do a good segment.
Yeah.
On
and Silver Key actually does. I don't know if they're virtual or live or hybrids, but they actually do education on the Five Wishes booklet because it's pretty detailed. I mean, it goes into everything from at the end of life, you know, the artificial nutrition, antibiotic use. It really does go into what do you want? What kind of music do you want playing? Who do you want around you? I mean, it really is pretty specific.
How long does it take?
It depends.
If is there a range?
I mean, like,
am I looking at 15 to 20 minutes, or am I looking to 1 to 3 hours, or
oh,
is it
no.
more of a half day?
No. I mean, it depends. But you and your significant other, your loved ones, whatever, you could sit down and easily, under an hour, could go through that whole book, fill it out, talk about it, all that stuff.
So
really what it's going to come down to is how much conversation is going to come from that book. And that's the reason I love that book so much, is because it does and it should spark conversation between you and your loved ones. It's going to bring up things that you've never thought about before for your end of life. And so that's going to spark some conversations. And that's what I'm all about, is having those conversations, getting them out there, putting it out there so that it can be honored. when
is
you
go. Is
that
what Good Mornings does?
Yes.
So you walk through, you help people walk through their advanced directives or a part of what Good Mornings does. I don't mm-hmm. pretend to guess that it would be the synopsize it, but the you do advanced directives. That would be the power of attorney, the will and trust.
And I'm not, I mean, I I'm going to sit down and help.
You're not an attorney.
Correct. I'm not going to give legal advice. I'm not going to give medical advice. I don't tell you what you do. My hope is that I get you talking and I get you thinking. And I give you the information and the resources that you need to make your best decision. Because I don't know what that is for you. I don't really want to know what that is. I mean, I do want to know what that is if you hire me. But for the most part, it's your decisions. And so I just want to get you the education, the support, and the resources that you need to make the decisions, have the right conversations, document it so that everybody knows where it is and what it says, and then help support that in the final days. And that could be a 60-year journey. It could be a 6-month journey for a doula. You just, you know, we never know, unfortunately, what life's going to throw at us. But that's what a doula is, and that's what a doula does. We give education, resource, and support for folks' final journey. And again, it depends on what that is for every individual. But for my purposes, everybody should have a will. Whether you're 20-something or 90-something, you should have a will. You should have advanced directives. You should at least be thinking about what you want in your final days.
I feel mildly convicted. But that is because I've told you before that five wishes is sitting on my end table and I had not filled it out.
I mean, it's not easy. And again, it's kind of why I do what I do. I tend to be a little in your face kind of gal and like talk about it. Fill out the forms. It's not going to hurt you. It's not a big time commitment. You just get it done. And then,
so are those the only, those are the two forms that go into advanced directives, your power of attorney of what you want, how you want people to take over your decisions and your will and trust, what you want done after you leave the physical
correct.
Body?
Correct. And I kind of started to mention that. So the power of attorney is while you're still alive and can't make your own decisions, the will, the trust, those are after post-dying documents. Those are going to tell everybody what's going to happen with your, in quotes, estate, whatever that is. And that's, I mean, that's what a directive does, right? It gives direction on what's going to happen when you go. So.
And it would be beneficial to remind anyone who's listening that just because you don't have a massive estate with many vehicles and multiple houses or yard, that doesn't mean that what happens to the car you drive or the stuff you have in your house, all of those are a part of your estate, even if you move all the time. Is that correct?
Of course it is. Well, and I mean, of course, if you've ever watched a Snapped or a Dateline or anything like that, we know that money makes people crazy, right? And so if there is, you know, money and assets and things like that involved, even more important that you're putting protections on there so that the kids don't have to fight about things, so that Uncle Lewis doesn't swoop in from Arizona and say, she left it all to me and now we're in probate. Dude, so
at that point, picture that uncle. I have a that uncle. He was convinced every professional sport was rigged. He was, and he would argue with people who had played the game, mm-hmm. and he was convinced, and he was mean, and he was a racist, and it, but that individual could make a claim that would publicly appear to be just as valid as the people that you had spoken to, even for that sounds like enough of a fright factor to give your contact information before we pause and go into a commercial break. Because that's how this all works, right?
All right. So it's Lucy Crandall, 719-641-6850, or Lucy at Good Mornings, and it's MourningsCo.com.
Thank you so much, Lucy.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
It's been fun.
There's one place in Colorado Springs for all of your medical needs, and that's Affordable Medical Supply. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find at the corner of Circle and Constitution. They carry wheelchairs, walkers, knee scooters, full electric hospital beds, mobility equipment, lift chairs, and much, much more, even the harder to find items. Visit their showroom today on the corner of Circle and Constitution, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or give Affordable Medical Supply a call today at 719-632-4036. Our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care let seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing, meal preparation, and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Gentle Shepherd Home Care is Colorado Springs' premier and locally owned senior care provider. Give our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care a call today at 719-359-8377. Affordable Medical Supply is Colorado Springs' one-stop shop for all of your medical needs. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find on the corner of Circle and Constitution, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. From post-op supplies, compression socks, bathroom safety, braces, scooters, wheelchairs, and more, Affordable Medical Supply has a knowledgeable staff that leaves you feeling confident on how to use your equipment right. Visit Affordable Supply today or give them a call at 719-632-4036. Affordable Medical Supply.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. I am Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, sitting here with Lucy Crandall with Good Mornings, end-of-life doula. All right. Lucy, thank you again for being in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your comfort with not having to fill the room with sound, but the head shake doesn't always come across on radio. So, thank you so much. I do appreciate you coming in here. This is a fascinating topic because it's something I had never heard of before I met you. And I had met you before you were doing this. I mean, this is a, can you just take the terminology real quick before we go any further? The concept of a doula. I had only heard of a doula that was something closer to a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is where it comes from. If you look it up in like Greek and Hebrew and many of the ancient languages, it means servant or slave. Mary even refers to herself as a doula of God, a servant of God. So it's kind of a servant. And so I don't know if I don't know if birth doulas originated first, but birth doulas help shepherd the new life in, and death doulas help shepherd the life back out. So it's really just the support of the person. One of the definitions in INELDA, the training where I was trained, they say that it's a woman who serves is their term for doula. Whatever you want to call us, just call us.
That is a strong tagline right there, Lucy. Whatever you want to call us, just call us.
Because
there's a legitimate role that you play, and there's a benefit that you bring to the conversations that people, it's the first time they've gone through it. And it's like going, it's similar, I would guess, to going through birth for the first time by yourself.
Right.
Why would you, even just saying,
well,
I'm just going to
use. But at least with birth, we have classes called Lamas, as frightening, as scary as that was.
Actually, Lamas was very scary
for me. We have training.
I got kicked out one week.
I wish I would have been kicked. Anyway, we have training classes for birthing, right? We have birthing centers. We have, you know, all these people that help with the birth, and there's hospital wings that are designed just to do that. Yeah. We don't do any of that for death. Nobody trains us on how to die. Nobody trains us on how to take care of our loved one that is dying. We're just supposed to know how to do it. And then to top it off, we're not going to talk about it either. And our doctors are also not going to talk about it. And they're just going to try to fix us. They're going to try to cure. And if they don't cure us, they're a failure. Yeah. So when we die, that doctor failed. Like, how is
this? Well, it's not like that doctor is going to be happy about it. Doctors
right.
haven't failed at anything ever in their life.
Right.
That's why they're the doctors.
Right.
And then the idea that they, just have to shut that down.
God. Right. And so when I say we talked about a good death, and for me, it's about doing better. Like every step of the way, we have to do better. We have to do better in talking about it. We have to do better in acknowledging that it's gonna happen. We have to acknowledge it's part of life. there are cultures that spend their, maybe not so much anymore, but ancient cultures that spent their entire lives preparing for death. We spend sometimes a couple minutes preparing for death. Like, what? We work our entire lives to build our legacy, whatever that is, whether it's wealth, whether it's art, whether it's compassion, whatever that legacy is. Why wouldn't we want that preserved in some way? Why would we want people to fight about that when we go? Why would we want to create anguish when we can create serenity with the right documentation? Ooh, that was a good one.
Say it again.
Serenity with the right documentation. But it's true. I get myself going because I am so passionate about this that it just, death is not good. Don't get me wrong.
It's very sad.
Very few deaths are good deaths.
Grief has a place.
Right. Oh, gosh, grief. We can do a whole other session on grief. Yeah. But the loss of life is never a good thing. But if there are things that we can do while we're still alive to make that part of life a little bit easier, because it's probably one of the hardest parts of life, right? Losing someone or going through it, possibly.
Well, Americans suck at it.
Right. Right.
We're never around it.
Because we don't want to do it.
As if the gunshots on TV and someone going, but the I learned when I was with hospice that death is almost never as pretty or glamorous as
ever.
It appears.
Right.
As I had framed it.
Right.
As a 50 something year old American.
Right. Right. And when when we watch all the, again, a whole other tangent in soapbox, but, you watch all the violence and all the death in our culture, in our society, and it kind of makes it okay, but we're still not talking about it. Like, whatever that character was, he had a family. Somebody birthed him at some point.
Lucy, do you feel sorry for the characters?
Yes.
I love that.
It's, nobody was there to hold their hand when they got shot and died. So
that's true.
It's,
and sometimes they're mean.
But we don't talk about that in the movie. We just glorify the guy who killed him sometimes.
Prophet, I think, plays into that. Our culture does not have nearly as many tragedies in the comedy and tragedy faces of masks as the Greeks did.
Right.
There were legitimate tragedies that they would spend money or time going to and watching on purpose.
Yeah.
We don't do
that. Right, right, right. And,
we are fans of
anti-age. Like, we don't want to get old, because getting old means we're closer to death.
Longevity is our only goal.
Right.
Rather than quality.
Right. And for me.
Or as if those two are separate.
Right. But for me, whatever the longevity is, it should be a quality longevity.
Yeah.
And that, again, is sort of where we get to, because when I'm getting ready to pass and I'm, my body's doing what it needs to do to make that transition, the last thing I want to be worrying about is who's going to get my yellow pie plate. There was a presentation years ago. Again, this is one of my other things that led me here is, I think it was Pikes Peak Hospice. One of their nurses did a presentation called "Who's Going to Get Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate?" And it's so true. There's going to be fighting if that was a special pie plate. So if grandma says Betty gets it, no more fighting. That's it. So, and if grandma, before she goes, says, hey, Betty's going to get my pie plate, even better. Everybody gets to talk about it, and everybody gets to hear how wonderful Betty must have been for her to be so deserving of the yellow pie plate. But conversations and documentation, that's what it's all about for me.
Serenity with the right documentation.
Serenity with the right documentation.
I believe that's possible. I like that. So what you're saying is that by following this process and in engaging someone before it's time, you can have a tangible influence on the peace that your loved ones get to experience whenever you're...
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Right. I don't know how many funerals or services or end-of-life celebrations folks have been to, and you're trying to celebrate that life, but you hear the rumblings of Cousin Eddie and, whatever happens to be going on. And
Poor Eddie.
I know, poor Eddie. Wouldn't it just be nice to know that those conversations could be about you and your wonderful life versus your stuff and where it's going?
Yeah.
If there's a will and the documentation to support it, there's no discussions. It's just what it is, and they can celebrate your life, and you can transition in peace, And that's really what I'm looking for when I'm supporting a client, is for them to be able to pass in whatever kind of peace they can mm-hmm. with what they've done in their life.
Yeah.
And really that's what it comes down to. It's the culmination of everything they've done. Why wouldn't it be the most beautiful thing we do?
I read on your website, it reads, with the right planning, conversations, and documentation, the end of life can be celebrated and lived with joy. Now, while that may be what I would consider to be a something that's incomprehensible, where does that process start?
I mean, it starts with conversations and documentation. It really does. I mean, probably it starts with a conversation with yourself and thinking about that. And I think there's probably a huge percentage of people that have never really even thought about, what do I want at the end of my life? If I could pick, what would that look like? How do I want to go? Where do I want to go? Who do I want to be there? What kind of music do I want? Whatever it is. So I think probably it starts with a conversation with yourself, a little soul searching and figuring out what that looks like for you, and sort of, I guess, shaping that plan. And it depends on what your age is. If you're young, you have a long time to plan and a lot of research you could be doing. You know, you could just Maybe. Really be starting to think about some things. And there's some great alternatives these days to traditional funerals, right? I mean, your ashes can become a reef. You can shoot your ashes off in a firework or a rocket or make it into a diamond. I'm going to make my ashes into a diamond for my daughter-in-law's finger. But that's a separate, again, topic. So I'm just saying there's things to explore and there's things to think about. So probably starts with a conversation with yourself and then a conversation with your loved ones to help you explore and make sure you're, you know, honoring yourself and doing the right by you. And it's going to change as your life proceeds and as life experiences come and go. Yeah. What you want is going to change.
Yeah.
Mine changes every day, really.
And so that can be edited and changed.
Yeah. I always recommend an annual review of all your documents. Just like you said before about your person, you pick the wrong person, that could be bad. If that person over this course of this year that you have them is not the right person, you change it. And you don't even have to wait the year. If that person's not right, change it now. But I'm just saying you can make changes anywhere along the way. Nothing's set in stone.
So as is the case each week, there's a time limit
on
this. And we are coming to the end of our time. I am enjoying this conversation, and it is so much more uplifting and potential filled than what sometimes the fear can show. So
right.
I assume the first step would be reaching out and having a conversation. Because if someone theoretically has the five wishes sitting on their end table, they could just call and begin or email and begin a conversation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So before we're done, can I ask you to again give your contact information and how to get in touch with you?
Yes. Lucy Crandall. And it's 719-641-6850. My website is Good Morning CO, and it's MOURNINGS, because I like the little play on words. or it's just lucy@goodmorningco.com.
Thank you, Lucy, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for talking about death this morning.
Well, it sounds like we talked about how to make something that is a truly peaceful future for those that we love the most out of something that nobody has even gotten away with.
Yes.
Gotten away from. And some have actually gotten away from paying taxes.
Very few.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care, at affordablemedmart.com and gentleshepherdhomecare.com. Affordable Medical Supply is available by phone at 719-632-4036, and you can reach Gentle Shepherd Home Care at 719-359-8371. Be sure to join us next and every Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Colorado's longest-running and most-listened-to senior talk radio show. Senior Talk, presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care.